Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well,
welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And it's a very special day today. Not only is it absolutely stunning out here today, but it is also our one-year anniversary today. Hi, Eric.
Hey, happy anniversary, Julie.
Thank you. So I can't believe it was a year ago, and I was so nervous.
Yes.
And we did our first show, and you can listen to that first show and listen to all the shows archived on the website, www.dogtalkshow.com.
I was nervous, too. I'm always nervous when we have a new show. That's why we set up piddle pads all throughout the studio.
Yeah.
Luckily, we didn't need them that day.
Yeah, I doubt it. No, it's gone by really fast. I can't believe this is our 52nd show, and it's a fun show today. Eric, you're going to love this. It's pretty much going to be all trivia.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. We've got lots of stuff to give away, and we also have a guest interview today who's going to participate in the show, and her name's Patrice, and she's with Kakadu Pets, which is an Australian company, and we have a beautiful travel dog bed mat as one of our giveaway prizes, which is excellent. So we've got a bunch of Dog Talk Show trivia today. Listeners can call in and win any one of the many fabulous prizes we'll be giving away, and we're going to be doing that all show long.
Whoa.
Yeah. So stay tuned, and you can call in when we prompt you and ask these trivia questions, answer the question correct, and have an opportunity to win this wonderful dog bed and retractable leash from Kakadu Pets. We also have $30 in wellness pet food gift vouchers. We have a couple of bunches of those to give away. So stay tuned for the next hour for all of those opportunities to win. But I first wanted to start out and just say some thank yous. It's been a wonderful year. First, want to thank you, Eric, for all of your work. And it's such a pleasure to have you on the show with me, doing the show with me.
Thank you.
And I just couldn't imagine doing it with anybody else. And I'd like to thank Darcy, my call screener and partner, who is here almost every week answering your calls and putting you through and taking your questions and getting your addresses so that we can get you out the fabulous prizes from trivia. So thank you, Darcy. Darcy owns a company called Healing Allies, and she trains mental health service dogs for people with mental impairments. And to find out more about what she does, which is amazing, you can visit www.mentalhealthdogs.org.
And she's doing some of that today, we should point out.
She is. She has Brian in the studio. Brian is a black lab mix. He's a very sweet boy. I believe he's probably named after the dog on Family Guy.
Oh, okay.
There's a dog on that show named Brian.
Does this Brian talk?
No, he doesn't.
Nah. He's looking forward to some zingers later in the show.
Yeah, he's a special guy. Nor is he an alcoholic, which I think Brian on the show is as well.
That's good.
Wanted to thank our advertisers who have been with us since the beginning. You know, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. So if you love this show, love our advertisers, because they really support us in being here. The Institute of Complementary Medicine, Kemley Electric, Wellness Natural Pet Food was a sponsor for a couple quarters, which was wonderful. They've provided us with lots of gift vouchers to give away. Robert Meduzia with the Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland, and the Natural Pet Pantry, which is a locally made raw food company. It's the food that we feed our dogs. It's excellent stuff. So thank you to them. And Eric, so, you know, I let the cattle dogs really choose some of the things that were going to happen in the show today. And so I let them choose your one-year anniversary present. And they really wanted to get something.
Is it a rawhide bone?
No, it's not. Okay. Well, they wanted to get something for your cats because they know that you have cats.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of them.
So I let the cattle dogs choose it. And of course, what do they choose?
pure mouse treats. Freeze-dried mouse treats. Oh, my goodness.
Yep. It was only a matter of time before they came out with cat treats that are made out of 100%
mouse.
Freeze-dried mouse.
That is crazy, and I'm sure the cats will love these. I love on the back, ingredients, mouse.
Mouse. Just mouse.
Just mouse.
100% pure.
That's right.
So I hope they enjoy those.
Well, on behalf of my cats, thank you very much. And on behalf of me, thank you very much.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't gross you out too much.
Well, you know, I'll let them.
Yeah.
I'll let them enjoy them rather than me.
Apparently, if they don't take to them right away, you can hydrate them a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And they might like them better.
I give them freeze-dried cod treats. Hmm. So I'm guessing if they like those, they'll like the freeze-dried mouse.
Maybe. We'll see if they have a taste for rodent.
I hope so, in case any come in the house.
Yeah. And so I also let the cattle dogs choose the company and the guests today. And of course, with my approval, which I certainly do, is of course an Australian company because they're the Australian cattle dogs. So we have Kakadu Pets on the show with us today, and we're going to bring Patrice on right now and start talking with her. Hi, Patrice.
G'day. How's it going?
Good. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me, and happy anniversary.
Thank you. So now, did you say you're calling from Sydney?
Yeah, I'm calling from Sydney, Australia. And it's a gorgeous day out here today, too.
Oh, excellent. Now, what time is it there?
It's just gone past 9 a.m.
Oh, all right. Well, good morning.
Morning. And it's Thursday here today. I think it's Wednesday afternoon your time. Yep.
So it's already Darcy's birthday tomorrow, then, in Australia.
I just heard a woohoo from the other studios.
Yeah. Now, of course, I didn't let the cattle dogs choose, but I certainly had their blessing having you on the show, being an Australian company, and you guys were, you know, very generous to send us along a bed to give away, as well as a retractable leash from Kakadu Pets, and to also send the cattle dogs some beds for their own, which they love. We got them.
That's right.
We got them yesterday, and they've, you know, taken right to them, and they look great. And you guys have just a huge line of different types of pet products, pet beds, and harnesses, and collars, and leashes, and clothes, and carriers, and bowls, and all this sort of stuff. So, tell us a little bit about when and how the company started in Australia and when you came over to the U.S.
Okay. We've been selling pet supplies into the U.S. now for several years, and retailers ourselves, we came to learn what the market was demanding. And traditionally pet supplies have been quite dull and boring, so we saw an opportunity in the market to develop something more fun and bright and fresh products, and at a price point that was accessible to the general public. And we wanted our products to fit into the home and the lifestyle while still being functional and have really good funky colorways.
Mm-hmm.
So we started selling. We started in Australia about 2 years ago developing the range, and we didn't really want to be known as just a collar company or a bed company. So we took quite a while to develop our range. And like you were saying, we have quite an extensive range. So we've got the collars and the leads and harnesses and bed clothes, bowls, carriers, et cetera, and the list goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And we started selling into the U.S. in about February last year. And the Americans have been really supportive, and they really love our products. And we've had really good feedback from them, and it's been really encouraging. It's been really good to date.
Mm-hmm. Now, how would you compare dogs, you know, like the sort of pet lifestyle in Australia compared to what you've noticed in the U.S.? Is it fairly similar as far as how they're treated, or is it a little bit different?
Yeah, look, it's fairly similar. There's not a lot of difference. The U.S. definitely leads the world, I guess, in its devotion to the pet. You have, like, so many doggy bakeries and doggy daycares and hotels that are especially designed for pets. And we don't really, we see that more coming out here in Australia, but not so much. The US definitely has that slightly more obsession towards and devotion towards its pets. But the trends have definitely been slowly followed by Australia and the rest of the world. So not too different, but we're getting there. We're definitely following the US.
Mm-hmm. Now, are cats more popular than dogs in Australia, or just like, I guess, in the U.S.?
Probably just like the U.S. I mean, cats and dogs are definitely the top pets for our country. Dogs, probably more so. I mean, cats are really easygoing. I have two cats myself. I have a couple of little rescue cats, and they are spoiled beyond belief. But no, cats and dogs, definitely. Probably dogs more so.
Yeah. Now, do you think that your cats would like the 100% mouse treats that I just gave Eric to try for his cats?
Yeah, I was listening to that. That sounds really disgusting. But I think my cats probably would love it. They're forever catching lizards and cockroaches and all sorts of things and bringing them into the house for me. So I'm thinking that they're going to like these mouse treats.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get those here, though. I haven't seen them in Australia.
Well, it's brand new. It's the first. I just noticed them last week for the first time. So I think it's a fairly new product. You know, I feel like it was probably just a matter of time before they came out with mouse treats because so many cats kill mice.
Right.
You know. So we'll see what Eric has to say about what his cats think about them. But fortunately, they don't look anything like a mouse. They're just little freeze-dried nuggets. So
yeah.
Now, Kakadu, spelled K-A-K-A-D-U, and your website is kakadupet.com.
That's right.
And now, what does Kakadu mean? Is it Australian for something?
Yeah, it is actually. The name actually comes from a national park, which is located in the northern part of Australia, the Northern Territory.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Americans might know it from the Crocodile Dundee movie.
Oh yeah,
a lot of the film was the footage was filmed up there. It's real dingo and kangaroo crocodile territory. So that's where the name came from. And Australians, I guess, we're known for having a very laid-back attitude and lifestyle. And the name Kakadu kind of really reflects on that and our Australian heritage and pulls through to the nature of our products, which are, you know, fun, fresh and bright. And that's how we came up with the name, and it stuck. It's really good. Mm. It represents who we are.
Good. Well, we're going to take a quick break, Patrice, and then we'll be back to learn more about Kakadu. And I've also found online, you can let me know how accurate it is, but some popular Australian dog names. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. She said, "Do you come from a land down under?
Your home is your castle, but the upkeep. There's always so much to do. You don't want your investment to look run down, but who has time for all the things that need to be done? Regular window washing, gutter and roof cleaning, house cleaning, routine pressure washing. And what about those dryer vents? Lint in dryer vents is a common source of house fires. Ouch! Wouldn't it be nice to have an experienced, established, and respected company take care of those routine tasks for you on a regular basis? Capital Cleaning Services, serving the Seattle area since 1973, is your perfect choice. With years of experience and top ratings on Angie's List, Puget Consumer Checkbook, and the Better Business Bureau, Capital Cleaning Services can reliably and safely help you with your routine home and maintenance tasks. You're in the clear with Capital Cleaning. So call today for a free quote and see how we can help you protect your investment and keep your home looking beautiful all year round. Call 206-782-2494. That's 206-782-2494 for Capital Cleaning Services. Are you a doctor, dentist, or therapist?
Have you ever wished you could take your dog to work with you? Visit HealingAllies.com to find out how you can train your dog to become a clinical therapy dog in your office or clinic. Clinical therapy dogs provide people with joy, affection, and emotional support in healthcare settings. Research shows that therapy animals have positive psychological and physiological effects on clients and patients. Meet your newest staff member, your dog. Visit HealingAllies.com or call 206-406-1455 for more information. That's HealingAllies.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, after Animal News and a new Robin Alexis Soul Spa giveaway, we're going to the horses. Author, communicator, and channel for her animals, Liz Mitten Ryan, is back. Last time, she brought us the truth, according to horses, and blew us away. This time, it's Equinicity on DVD. Find out what that's all about on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034, icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we're back with our one-year anniversary show today. And starting in this segment, we will do our doggy trivia, dog talk show trivia. You can call in and answer our trivia question and win any one of a number of fabulous prizes. Before we do that, though, we're going to continue to talk to Patrice Tellum, who is the general manager of Kakadu Pets, who's the company who has donated a very nice, good-sized dog travel bed. And it's a very, very nice portable bed that rolls up, but substantial enough that it definitely gives dogs support that they need, as well as a Kakadu Pets leash. So welcome back, Patrice.
Thank you.
Now, I do have a couple of questions for you. I wanted to run this by you. I came across something online of some Australian dog names. And I don't know that they're necessarily saying that they're popular Australian dog names. Maybe it's more like if you want to name your Australian dog and Australian names, here are some suggestions. So here was one. The first one, which I didn't think was a very good idea as far as what you're maybe setting an intention for, but was aggro. That meant aggravated and angry. I don't know why anyone would want to name their dog that.
Well, if he's a guard dog.
I haven't heard that one before.
No. Dinky D, which means something good from Australia.
That's a good one.
Fair dinkum, someone or something genuine. This one is my favorite by far, Chewy, which I guess means chewing gum, but for me...
Yeah, Chewy's quite common. A lot of people call their chihuahuas Chewy here.
Oh, okay. Well, I had a lab mix named Chewy, who I had to put down this past September, so I'm a big fan of that one. Thank you. Jackaroo and Jillaroo. I don't know
what common.
Kia, which means from a beautiful place. I thought that one was nice. K-I-A-H.
Or maybe you're just naming it after your Korean car.
After the car. Whoop whoop, which means long way
out
from...
Out of the middle of nowhere.
Right. Long way from civilization. That's kind of a funny name. And then Sticky Beak.
Somebody who's nosy.
Yes. Well, at least the definitions were correct. Now, what are
the definitions are all correct.
Now, what are some popular dog names? You know, are they kind of the similar things to the U.S., or are they a little different?
Yeah, I think they're all very similar to the U.S. I'm trying to think of what some dog names would be. I've got two cats myself, so I find it a little bit difficult.
Well, but I think, you know, there's some kind of basic...
often people name...
Maddie. Yeah. I just looked at them online. Jack. Bailey.
All those sorts of names.
Max.
Yeah, they're all very similar to the U.S., I think. I looked maybe about a year ago at names, and both Australia and the U.S. were very similar in their top dog names.
Mm, interesting. Now, are Australian cattle dogs popular in Australia? Are they used mostly for work there, or are they just kind of house pets like here?
They're a bit of both, actually. They're used out in the outback. They're quite a smart breed. In fact, they're ranked as amongst the top 10 brightest dogs in the world. They're known for their intelligence, and especially when it comes to training them to herd cattle and all that. So, yeah, they're used as working dogs. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people have them as pets. They're very, very loyal and obedient, and apparently they're a really good pet. I mean, you've got two yourself, so you definitely know that they're a great dog.
Oh, yeah. There's a few places in the area where you can actually take your dogs to herd sheep. And we took Levi, who's our male cattle dog. This was probably about 6 months ago. We took him sheep herding, and he'd never done it before. And it was amazing, one, how calm he was while we were waiting, because we had to wait about 2 hours just outside the pen. And there were other dogs there that were kind of like barking and freaking out, like, oh, my God, there's sheep over there. And Levi was just like, yeah, so what? Big deal. Like, this is what I'm here for. He was just sitting there, totally zen. And then when he went in, it was really beautiful to watch how he just kind of went in and did this big sweep across. And it was really quite impressive to see him at work just doing what he knew how to do without any training at all.
Yeah, they're quite amazing to watch. It's just very much a natural instinct for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're gonna give away the beautiful bed and leash that Kakadu Pets sent to us to give away to our listeners today, a lucky listener who answers one of our Dog Talk Show trivia questions. We have a number of them today. So the question is, and I'll give out the number first, so you can call in, answer the trivia question, and we will send you this fabulous dog bed from Kakadu Pet and a retractable leash as well from the company. The number to call is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And the question is, name other than an Australian cattle dog another Australian dog breed. So we're going to let some people call in. The lines are lighting up. And Patrice has... graciously accepted to take a Australian cattle dog quiz on air. So we're going to just start going through that, Patrice, while we get the callers lined up. So now I think it's pretty straightforward. Now, the first question, what was the Australian cattle dog bred to do? Fighting, hunting, herding, or companionship?
Herding.
Yes. Now, we were just talking about that, so. Now,
hey, I got one right.
Good job. Now, what is not another name for the Australian cattle dog? What is not another name for the Australian cattle dog? Red or blue heeler, cattle heeler, Queensland heeler, Hall's heeler.
What was the last one?
Hall's heeler.
I'm going to go the last one.
No, it's cattle heeler.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I got that one wrong, too. I knew the Queensland was one of the other names, but...
Yeah, I knew Queensland was, and I knew the blue heeler was, but Never mind. I learned something today.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I've got tons of trivia questions, so I've learned a lot. All right, we're going to put this on hold, and we're going to take a caller on line two. We have Lexi on line two. Hi, Lexi.
Hi. I might be making up a breed. I just thought of Australian Shepherd.
Yep, there you go.
Brilliant.
Good job. So some other ones, there's also an Australian Terrier. And then there's some other Australian breeds, a Kelpie, and I believe a Silky Terrier is also from Australia. So thanks so much for calling in, Lexi. I'm going to send you back to Darcy so she can get your mailing address. And then we're going to get you out this wonderful dog bed and leash from Kakadu Pets.
Oh, thanks. I do rescue, so it'll really come in handy. Thanks.
Oh, good. Excellent. And you can check out their website, www.kakadupet.com. All right. Well, that was, I think, probably the most obvious one, Australian Shepherd. But a correct answer.
Yeah, I would have got that one.
Yes. I didn't realize a Silky Terrier was from Australia, but there you go.
I didn't realize that either.
Yeah. I hope my sources are correct online. Okay, here's another one. True or false, we're still doing, just to clarify to listeners, this is just Patrice's own personal quiz. So we're not doing a giveaway right now.
But we will give her a Kakadu bed and a leash.
Send it back to her. Okay, so true or false, the Australian cattle dog has dingo blood in it.
Well, I think true.
Yes. Dingo, and I've read Dalmatian and Bull Terrier all make up the cattle dog. And they are tough dogs. I mean, when you say that they're used in the Australian outback, you know, I can definitely see that because they are rugged.
Well, if they got dingo in them.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
Okay, the two colors of the Australian cattle dog are...
red and blue.
Yes. We had somebody call Levi, who's a red heeler, a blonde blue heeler, which I thought was kind of funny. But yes, they come. They're also known as a blue heeler or a red heeler. So a lot of people don't know that Australian cattle dogs are also known as either blue heeler or red heeler. They come in either red or blue. And then some of the blue heelers have some red in them as well. Like our blue heeler has red. We kind of joke because she has a red neck and little bit of red on her legs. It's really cute.
Yeah, I think a blue heeler is your traditional cattle dog.
You know, the red is the dominant gene.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think, you know, most people think of a cattle dog and they think blue heeler. But interestingly enough, the red is actually the dominant gene expressed. So, or genotype or whatever it's called. But yeah, I guess the red is dominant. So there you go. True or false, Patrice? Australian cattle dogs learn quickly.
Very true.
Yes. And true or false, the Australian cattle dog needs to be groomed every day to keep his coat from matting.
False.
Yes.
Short hair.
Yes.
But they molt a lot. They lose a lot of hair.
Yeah, they sure do. And having two of them around the house, I can tell you we do a lot of sweeping.
I bet you do.
All right. Well, we're going to take another short break, and then we'll be back with Patrice Tellum, General Manager of Kakadu Pets. We'll be back for some more Dog Talk Show trivia. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area, licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals For your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Dog of the world unite. Dancing dogs.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. We're back with our one-year anniversary show, and we have more Dog Talk Show trivia coming down the pipes. But first,
the audience is excited about the Dog Talk Show trivia.
They are.
I'm not the only one.
Everybody else in the booth is just thrilled. Now, we'll have to hear that at some point, Eric. I hope that you're able to play, given it's our anniversary show, your favorite sound effect.
I hope so. If somebody will please get a question wrong.
Get something wrong.
Throw a question.
Yeah. You could have played it for the one that Patrice got wrong, which was the same one I got wrong. But
oh, yeah, but I don't want to play that for the guests.
Yeah, that would be very nice. Sorry, Patrice.
Oh, that's okay.
All right. Well, Patrice Tellum is the general manager for Kakadu Pets. We just gave away a gorgeous bed and retractable leash for Lexi, who called in and answered the first trivia question right. And Lexi said she does dog rescue, so that bed will be put to very good use and will keep some dogs that need homes very comfortable. So thank you to Kakadu Pets for that. All right. Well, now what, Patrice, what are some new products? What are you guys up to now? What are some new things coming out from Kakadu?
We've got a new grooming range coming out, actually. It should be out within the next month or so, and it's quite an extensive range, and we've got combs and brushes and slicker brushes, nail clippers, etc., and that's really exciting. I can't wait to get that out. We've also got a new range of like soft plush nylon collars and harnesses, leads and couplers, and they go from your small sort of teacup, a Great Dane to your large like Malamute. So that's really exciting as well. And I've got some great colorways, and I can't wait to get those out. So those are coming out within the next month, and yeah, it'll be really good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, you have some great collars and great selection. I was looking through them on the website. Some great patterns and designs, and a wide range, which is nice too.
Yeah, we've got everything from your bling collars and leather collars and your studly collars and, you know, nylon range, and, you know, right from your very small dogs and cats right up to your large breed. So we cater to all cats and all dogs and sizes, so it's really good. There's an extensive range there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to do another Dog Talk Show trivia question for our listeners. So the number to call, again, is 425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5527. 5569. Now, this question will be for $30 in Wellness Pet Food gift vouchers that you can use for any of Wellness Pet Food's products. Lots of great food and treats available, so, and supplements.
But sadly, no mouse.
Sadly, no mouse. I haven't seen any mouse products. It's only a matter of time, Eric.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the question. For $30 in Wellness Pet Food gift vouchers, what breed of dog won both the Westminster Dog Show and the AKC National Championship? Number to call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll free, 888-298-5569.
Now, was it the same dog that won both, or was it it just happened to be the same breed of dog that won
both? You know, it was the same dog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And popular dog.
Yep. She was a very, very popular dog this year. What breed of dog won both the Westminster Dog Show and AKC National Championship? And yes, it was indeed the same dog even, not just the same breed.
Good to know.
Yep. So, Patrice, where can people find Kakadu Pet products? Are they in stores in the U.S. or is it mostly online?
We have products in stores and online. So if you go to the website, kakadupet.com, kakadupet.com, you actually find a link in the top corner of the page, and it has a list of online retailers that service the whole of the U.S. as well as some stores as well. So you'll be able to find a list of stockists there.
All right. Excellent. Well, we have Rhonda in Salton on line one who's going to answer the question. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi. Is it a beagle?
No, it's not a beagle.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks for calling, Rhonda. Stay tuned. There's other questions.
I actually know the answer to that one.
All right. Well, hang on a second because I think we've got another caller who's going to try to answer that one. What breed of dog won both the Westminster Dog Show and the AKC National Championship? And it was indeed the same dog. And we have Diane on line two. Hi, Diane.
Hi. It was a Scottish Terrier.
It was a Scottish Terrier. Do you know her name?
I'm thinking it was, I want to say Sophie, but I don't think that's it.
Ooh, close. It was.
I did that so Eric could do his little
thing.
Thank
you, Diane. Very generous. It was Sadie. So
Sadie,
close.
Okay. Yep. There we go.
But yes, indeed, she is a Scottish Terrier. She won both shows. She seems to just be sweeping the dog show circuit. I don't know if she'll be at the Seattle Kennel Club dog show that's coming up mid-March.
I hope so.
But we'll see.
I want to get a potograph.
Yes. Well, Diane, we're going to send you out $30 in Wellness Pet Food gift vouchers.
Yay!
And we're going to send you back to Darcy and get your mailing information, so hang on the line.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for listening. Well, I feel complete. Do you feel complete, Eric, now that you played that?
I'm feeling better.
Good, okay. Maybe not quite complete. All right. Well, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a picture of the cattle dogs on their Kakadu Pet beds and post it on the Dog Talk Show website, which is www.dogtalkshow.com. And then we'll have a link to the Kakadu Pet website from the Dog Talk Show website as well. And so people will get to see the famous cattle dogs on their Kakadu Pet beds. I know that they're feeling very much at home on their Australian beds. And thank you so much for sending those out to them. That was very, very nice of you guys.
That's no problem. I'm glad they enjoy them, and I'm looking forward to seeing the picture on the website.
Oh,
fantastic.
Yes. So, again, that website is Kakadu Pet, and that's kakadupet.com. And you can check out all of their products, collars and leashes and harnesses and beds and carriers, and then we should be keeping our eyes out for the grooming products that will be coming out in the next month or so. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, excellent. Well, Patrice, keep your eye out for some 100% pure mouse treats in Australia and get give them to your cats if you get a chance and let me know how they like it.
Oh, brilliant. I'll definitely be keeping a lookout for them.
All right, good. Well, thanks so much for being on the show, and thanks so much for calling from Sydney, Australia, from quite a distance away, and have a great Thursday over there and enjoy your beautiful weather.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me. I've had a blast. It's been great. Thank
good.
You.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, that was excellent. She was a good sport participating in the Australian Cattle Dog Quiz. And I have actually lots of interesting dog trivia facts. And in the next segment, we have another $30 in wellness pet food gift vouchers and another Dog Talk Show trivia question. So you have another chance at winning. The first caller, I'm going to give out the number again so that you can write it down. And then when I ask the question in the next segment, you'll be ready to call in. The number is 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And we're going to take our last break here, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with some more Dog Talk Show trivia. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Are you a doctor, dentist, or therapist? Have you ever wished you could take your dog to work with you? Visit HealingAllies.com to find out how you can train your dog to become a clinical therapy dog in your office or clinic. Clinical therapy dogs provide people with joy, affection, and emotional support in healthcare settings. Research shows that therapy animals have positive psychological and physiological effects on clients and patients. Meet your newest staff member, your dog. Visit HealingAllies.com or call 206-406-1455 for more information. That's HealingAllies.com.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Looking for new ways to find light, love, healing, and balance in your life, your family, and your work? You're not alone. I'm Jeanette Dames, host of The Soul's Edge, Tuesdays at noon, right here on Alternative Talk 1150. And I want to help you bring your life back to life. Listen to nourish your life or call for an angel reading. Join me on The Soul's Edge, Tuesdays at noon, right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. We're back for our one-year anniversary show. This is our 52nd show. Unbelievable.
The crowd has been going wild for 52 consecutive weeks.
It's crazy in this booth. So let's do another Dog Talk Show trivia question, because I just love giving things away for free. So we are going to give away another $30 in wellness pet food gift vouchers. You can use buying any wellness pet food products. They make great treats. I love their treats for training. Their food is excellent, and they've got some supplements as well. So I've got $30 in wellness pet food gift vouchers to give away to the person who can answer this question correct. What color are Dalmatian puppies born? What color are Dalmatian puppies born?
That's a good question.
425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. What color are Dalmatian puppies born?
Oh, we know what they look like when they're adults and they're on the fire trucks and all that.
Yes, we do. But I would assume from the question that it is not how they look when they're born.
All right. Well, that's a hint right there, isn't it?
It is. All right.
So speaking of Dalmatians, do you know how they came to be associated with firefighters and fire trucks and all that?
Ooh, you know, I there was a time that I knew this, but I have forgotten. Do you know, Eric?
Off the top of my head, I don't, but it's something to research for the maybe the show next week.
Yes, we can answer that question. You're throwing some Dog Talk Show trivia right back at me, aren't you?
That's right. Go get it.
Yeah. Well, we have Anastasia in Seattle on line one. Hi, Anastasia.
Hi.
So can you answer what color are Dalmatian puppies born?
Brown?
No, not brown.
Darn it.
But thanks for calling in and trying.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Well, we've got Noreen, who has a shot at this in Redmond. Hi, Noreen.
Hi.
What color are Dalmatian puppies born?
They're born white.
They are.
Woo-hoo!
Well done.
Thank you.
So we are going to send you back to Darcy. Now,
okay.
What kind of dog do you have?
Well, I had a German Shepherd. He passed away not too long ago. He was a long-haired Shepherd from Germany, and his name was Augie. Augie Doggy. It was wonderful. We loved him.
And how old was he?
9.
I just lost my lab mix in September. He was 12. It was really hard.
Yeah, it is. It is so hard. He was perfectly healthy. They think that he had a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
Died rather suddenly. So that was tough.
Well, it sounds like he lived a wonderful life with you, and I'm very happy to send you these wellness pet food gift vouchers, and we'll also get you out some Dog Talk Show car stickers as well.
Okay, cool.
So hang on the line. I'm going to send you back to Darcy, and we'll get your mailing information.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Excellent.
You know, I just want to play this because our listeners and Dog Talk Show trivia players are too darn smart, so I never get the chance. But since it's the one-year anniversary show, I got to get out of the way.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Well, I can ask you some questions, Eric, because I have a ton of Dog Talk Show trivia questions.
The flush wasn't my favorite clip. That's my favorite clip.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, it is. That's why you said you were only partially satisfied.
That's right.
All right. Well, Eric, do you know what is the official breed name of a Westie?
No, I don't.
Do you know what a Westie is?
Is that similar to an Eastie? No, I don't know. I don't know.
It's a West Highland White Terrier.
Okay.
And they're a little white terrier. They look like a...
the West Highland White Terrier.
Yes, West Highland White Terrier.
Of course. All right.
Do you know what is the Shetland Sheepdog more commonly known as?
Shetley?
Ooh, close.
Can I say that on the air?
Sheltie.
A Sheltie.
That's probably, okay. Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Shetley. I know that the Sheltie.
See, this is why I don't actually get to play yeah. the Dog Talk Show.
Well,
trivia.
You'd be getting to play your sound effect very frequently.
Right, but I already did that. So.
Yeah, the Sheltie people, I think, can get a little annoyed when people call their dogs mini collies. Mini Lassie dogs. Because they do look like a miniature collie, but they're actually their own breed, Shetland sheepdog, also known as Shelties. Do you know what the oldest American breed is?
Is it a... is it a Dachshund?
No. And that's Dachshund.
Right.
Right. No, Dachshunds come from Germany.
I just had to pull a breed out because I was blanking.
Yep. Actually, American Foxhound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never actually heard of a American Foxhound.
Yeah. Yeah. They're, I think they look, yeah, they look like a very typical hound dog. They're sort of a medium to large size dog. And I believe they're tan and white and possibly another color as well. But I think mostly white with some blotches of tan and maybe a darker color as well, like a reddish tan. Great Pyrenees dogs are so sensitive to anesthesia that it can kill them, and that you have to use extreme caution when putting them under anesthesia for some sort of surgery or something like that, because as a breed, I don't know why, they are extremely sensitive to it.
All right.
Didn't
good to know
that.
Fun fact.
What do you have any ideas as to what the oldest purebred British dog is said to be?
Is it a bulldog?
No.
Oh, okay.
You would think so. It's a Cardigan Welsh Corgi. Proof of existence has been tracked back to dogs brought to Wales by the, would it be Celts or Celts?
Celts.
I'm from Boston, so excuse my Celtics.
Right, right.
Celts from the Black Sea around 1200 BC. Did you know what dog breed doesn't bark?
No.
Basenjis.
I'm getting all these wrong. Good thing I already got the mouse treats.
Yeah. Well, here's a to end on a high note, Eric. Here's a dog poop question.
Oh, I'll get this one.
True or false, dog poop is very high in calories.
I'm going to go ahead and say that is false.
That's correct.
Brilliant!
Dog poop is actually very low in calories. Which
good to know.
It's good to know if your dog does eat poop, which some dogs
right.
do.
If they, it doesn't mean that they've ruined their diet.
Yes, it's not like an extra meal.
Continue losing weight.
Yeah, the dog poop diet. It'll be the newest fad diet.
Well, there you go. I'd like to see that coming out of Hollywood. J Lo pitching that.
Yeah. Well, you never know.
you won't want to touch any food for weeks.
All you can eat is dog poop.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, this show, if you're just new to the show today, you know, we do a variety of different shows. We have some shows where we have listeners call in and ask us, well, me, questions about their dog's behavior or training or a food-related question. We've had lots of great questions over the last year. We also do really great interviews with authors and directors of various dog-related programs and organizations. And we had the director and producer of Wiener Takes All, a documentary about national wiener dog races, one of my favorites. We've had Kat Albrecht, the founder of Missing Pet Partnership. She trains scent tracking dogs to find lost pets. We've had Beth Rivard, the director of Prison Pet Partnership Program, who they trained service dogs in the Women's Correctional Facility in Purdy, Washington. Darcy and I get to sit in on a class there and talk to the offenders about their experience learning how to train dogs. It was amazing. Lots and lots of wonderful authors and guests, and all of those shows are archived on the website, which is www.dogtalkshow.com. You can go to the podcast page, and all of the past soon-to-be 52 shows will come up, and you can just scroll down, click on any show you want to listen to. It'll tell you who the guest was, if there was one, or what book they wrote. So check that out. If anybody wants me to send you a Dog Talk Show car sticker, I would be happy to. Email me host@dogtalkshow.com, and I'd be happy to send you out one or many stickers if you have a store or somewhere that you can put a stack out to let people take for free.
As we like to point out, they are weather and urine proof.
Indeed. So happy to send those out to you. host@dogtalkshow.com. I also love public speaking. So if you'd like me to come and talk to a group of people about any sort of dog behavior, training, or food-related topic, I'd be happy to do that. host@dogtalkshow.com. And we also have advertising space available on the show. If you would like to advertise your business on the Dog Talk Show, send me an email, host@dogtalkshow.com. And tune in for future shows. We're here every week, Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. here on Alternative Talk 1150. Eric, it's been a wonderful first year, and I look forward to many more.
Thank you. Likewise.
Yeah. Thanks for listening today, the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.